Now, researchers at UW-Madison have helped create a new kind of virtual camera with the ability, apparently, to see around corners. It's technology that could have a lot of real-world applications, from everything from surgery to firefighting. Andreas Felton is an assistant professor in the Department of Biostatics and Medical Informatics at UW-Madison. He's also part of the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. He was the lead researcher on this project. Andreas, thanks a lot for joining us up here in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Now, people have been working on this kind of imaging, I understand, for a lot of years now. What did you and your group do to try to push this idea forward of helping us see around corners?
Well, so what we have done in this current published work was that we really changed the way to think about how to do this, how to do the computation that's involved in this. So far, a lot of different researchers have tried to tackle this problem, and they all develop their own kind of individual understanding, their own algorithms for this. And that's different from any other kind of imaging. There's ultrasound imaging and gravitational wave imaging now and optical imaging, and they all have their same underlying theory, which is very useful because you can exchange information from one to the other. And what we really have done is to point out that, well, if you can formalize this problem in the right way, it also becomes part of the same theory, and we can really think of this non-line of sight imaging, the seeing around corners, of projecting a virtual camera.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
If you asked me how to solve this problem, I'd say it's easy. You can't. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the technology that you and your team are using to let me look, I don't know, down a hallway and maybe ultimately see what's over there where I can't see? What's happening?
So, yeah. Imagine that you had a device that is not a camera itself, but it can project a virtual camera onto a surface anywhere, any surface that you can see, right? So you can pick a surface down a hallway and say, okay, I would like this wall to be my virtual camera, and I'd like to see what I could see from this wall, what this virtual camera would see. And what we do to do this is we send short laser pulses to this surface, and then the light from those laser pulses bounces off that surface and goes into this hidden part of the scene that we can't see directly. It comes back from there and then bounces back again off the relay surface, and we have a very fast camera that can actually see the light coming back. And it's fast enough to actually see it as a function of time. It can measure the light, which is very fast. It moves at the speed of light. And from that, we can then reconstruct images of this hidden scene.
Okay, A, wow. And B, how do we reconstruct that image? That sounds like, well, among the many tricky parts of this.
Yes. Essentially, I mean, what you see, I mean, you basically, from the point of your image, from your own vantage point, you know where you sent the light onto this relay wall, and you know from where it came back, because you can see that, you can make a video of what's coming back. And because it's so fast, you also know the time it took to travel between all these points. And so the reconstruction algorithm uses all of this information and basically gets us a tomographic reconstruction of this room. And as I said, in this current paper, what we really noticed is that this reconstruction algorithm is really no different from what you would do if you wanted to reconstruct an image that from the light that happens, that hits the aperture of your camera, that also has light arriving at different points in the scene at different times, and then you have to reconstruct an image from that. So it's basically the same diffraction math that's helping the camera reconstruct its images or our eyes.
We're still working in the lab setting here, but how clear a picture are we getting? If I'm the thing standing around the camera, is like, oh yeah, that's Rob, or that's a person, or that's a humanoid. How clear is the picture?
So we get about like relatively close to the wall, at about a meter or two away, we get about down to a few centimeters of resolution. So you can definitely tell the difference between a person and an animal. We can even make out like hand gestures. We have only looked at mannequins so far. We haven't looked at real people yet. I mean, we have been looking at books and things like that. So an object, we looked at an office scene, you can make out chairs. So this kind of resolution is what you get when you're relatively close.
Can you talk about some of the applications? What kind of work could we put this to as we get it more and more resolved?
So there's a lot of different regions and a lot of different scales this could be used in. And the immediate ones are, if we're looking at scenes like room-sized scenes, which would be interesting. You mentioned the fire department, right? If you have a burning building, you want to know which of the rooms have people in them. That would be a very useful application. Self-driving cars, so any car would benefit from the ability for the driver to see around corners. There's like security applications, disaster response. If there's a collapsed building and you want to quickly scan all the entrances and see whether where you would find somebody. And then, of course, there's also potential military applications to this, like scanning from the air, scanning from vehicle on the ground, and look whether you can see something going on in buildings that you otherwise couldn't see.
And this is funded in part, you mentioned military applications, the Department of Defense is interested in this. Also, I understand NASA, what kind of things might they have in
yes,
mind in
this
our last
is actually
few moments?
The most active, like the what we're currently doing. NASA is interested in imaging or in learning more about caves on the moon. So this is a fairly recent discovery. I think it was the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter that found these, which is basically just an imaging satellite that orbits the moon, that found these structures that probably are not craters. They have an overhang on the side. And the best understanding of what they are is that they're entrances to lava tubes on the moon, so cave systems. And NASA would really like to be able to go in those, but for that you have to first scout them and see which of those are actually caves, which of them are open. And our system would be perfect to fly in a satellite over there, and a very low orbiting satellite, about 5 kilometers above the surface of the moon, and image into these caves.
Fantastic. Looking forward to some of those images. Andreas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Andreas Felton from UW-Madison. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.